Let's take a look at the Mechaber. We're talking about the halachos of meat and milk finally, when they begin to come in contact, what the halacha is going to be. So the Mechaber says as follows: Basar u'gvina, one has meat and cheese, shenogu zebezeh, that touched each other, mutarim, the halacha is that they're mutar. Simply meat and cheese touching each other is not going to be a problem. Isn't that interesting? Yeah. Meat and cheese touching each other is not a problem.
Even
Durabanan. Except the only thing you have to do, Elishetzarch ledyach. All you need to do is wash it off. Wash off makom negiyasan, the place that they touched. And not only that, umutar lotzer also bimatpacha achas. You're allowed to put them in a bundle. Velo chashin shem yigu zebezeh, even one cloth. And you don't have to be choshesh that they're going to touch each other. Now the reason for this is that when it comes to Isur, and when it comes to Basar B'chalav, the only concern is that the two items are going to pass off time to each other when they're hot. If they're not hot and haven't been soaked, we spoke about if it's soaked together, then that's also a problem. But simply touching is not going to be a problem. So that's this halacha. Basar u'gvina shenogu zebezeh mutarin. But you just have to wash off. Okay. Now the shach is even more makel. If you take a look at the shach of Katan Aleph, shach says v'kasav abach, the dafka kishe'echa mehen lach. That only applies if one of them is moist. Avol b'shneyem yaveshim. But if both of them are dry, afilu hadacha ein tzarech, then you don't even need to wipe off. In other words, if they're dry, there isn't going to be a problem. The only time that there's a problem is that the meat or the cheese is moist. So if they're moist, so then you have the top, let's say the cheese was moist, so then you have to be concerned that the meat is going to get a little bit of the cheese.
The meat is always moist, no?
It could be dry. You're right. Well, there you go. Beef jerky will be dry. We're used to it being moist generally because it's usually cold. But if you have meat that's been sitting around for a while,
like salted, they used to salt the meat.
Correct. Then in such a case, it wouldn't be a problem. So that's what the shach says. Okay, there is, however, exceptions to this rule. There are exceptions to the rule. And that is, if you take a look at all the way in the back of your booklet, in Simin Sadi Aleph, there we talk about the following phenomenon. And that is meat that's salty. If you have meat that's salty, so then the halacha is not that way. When you have meat that's salty, so then the salt will take the cheese and will let's see what the salt. What does salt do? Salt draws out, right? So salt will draw out the tam of the basar, and it could cause the cheese to become fleshix. Just like salt draws out blood. Now we're talking about a significant amount of salt. If there's a significant amount of salt, so then in such a case, then it would do that. So let's take a look at the following. In Sidur Zayin, the Mechaber makes reference to something that wasn't in your photocopies. Oh, you know what? You'll even see the beginning in your photocopy in the page before. In Sif Hey, see that? Meliach, something that's salted. She'eni yachol le'echol machmas milcho. Do you have that right at the bottom? If you have something that's salted, that's so salty that people wouldn't eat it. By the way, that's the same amount of salt that's needed to salt a piece of meat when it's raw and has blood. We know that we need to. That's hilchos melicha. It appears in Simin Samach Tes in Yoredeya. So there, if it's that amount of salt, so then we have to be concerned that the tam will be transferred. So in theory, although this doesn't happen very much, if the meat has a significant amount of salt, then it'll be problematic. Now the poskim say, what is that? That means a piece of meat that is significantly salty or significantly spicy. If it has any of those things, then what it does is it has the ability to pull out the tam of the basar, and then it will be sitting on the salt, and then it will give it into the cheese. Or if it's against the cheese, it could pull the tam of the cheese into the meat. So here you have in Siv Zayin, this that we learned that it's in Sif Hei, that only if it's a lot of salt will it pull it out. That's only in raw meat. But if you have roasted meat, it fell into salt. Even if it's not a lot of salt, then if it touches a cheese, then the halacha is that's not enough to do hadacha. Then in such a case, what one needs to do is remove kedei klipa. This is an important term. Klipa means the top layer, the amount that one could peel off. In other words, the salt is not going to cause it to penetrate all the way into the piece of meat, but it will cause it to be more than on the surface. So we learned that one of them is moist. The halacha is that you do hadacha. That's only talking about something that is not salty. If it's salty, so then in such a case, then you have to do more. You have to do klipa. And more than that. Vim yesh bika'im. And if they have crevices, we're talking about now the salty meat, oshu metuvo betavlim, or it has spices, vutsli roseach kulo aser. If it's spicy, so then, in such a case, if it's very spicy, then it would pull it into the basar all the way, and all the basar would absorb the cheese. So that's why we have to be careful that even though we said it's mutter ayideh hadacha, the exception is salty or spicy. Okay. Then the Rama says, continuing with the Rama, v'hu adin afuyu mevushal. The Rama says not only roasted meat, any meat that is cooked or baked, so then by nature the meat is more succulent. If the meat is more succulent, then it's more likely to absorb. And it's more likely to absorb, then if it's very salty or very spicy, then the meat will entirely become full of the cheese and one would have to throw out the meat. And then the Rama adds one more caveat. V'yesh omrim, you have this right on the last page. V'yesh omrim, this is the last page in your photocopy. Dafilu ein tzonenim dina malchi, that even if they're cold, the halacha is like this. That if they're cold, so then, and they're salty, so then the halacha would be that it absorbs everything. Oh, so if that's so, you have to say that, wait a second, what's the difference between the Rama that we just read in Zion and what we just read in Aleph? In Aleph, we said that the halacha is that all you need to do is hadacha. And yet, we learned before, the halacha is that one, we saw that when it comes in contact with cheese, the halacha is that one could be mekel. And the answer to that is that the cheese is a solid. And the milk will only go into the basar if it's something that is more nozel, if it's something that is more liquidy. Since cheese only has a very, very small amount of liquid on it, even if it's a little bit liquidy, it's not a lot, so then it's not going to go all the way inside. But if you have something that has more liquid inside, then you have to be choshesh, according to the Rama, that if it's spicy, it's going to pull it all in. Because there's almost a contradiction. Over here, the Rama said that the whole thing is aser. Yet in Sif Aleph, we said with Hadacha, it's going to be mutter. The answer is that Sif Aleph is talking about cheese. And if we're talking about cheese, so then it'll never go all the way into the meat. But if we're talking about something, let's say the meat is sitting next to, the meat is very spicy meat, and it's sitting next to it comes in contact with a mushroom sauce, a milchik mushroom sauce, then you have to be choshesh that the salt is going to pull it all the way in and is going to create a problem. So that's how one needs to be miyashiv.
Would we even say that by cream cheese?
What's that?
Would we even say that by cream cheese?
Cream cheese. That's a good question. Maybe cream cheese already has more liquid. So I think there might be room to be machmir in such a case. Okay. Let's go to sif base. Kol midi diboy adacha, anything that needs to be washed off. Kigon, laniach, basar heter tzonim bikar shel iser tzonim, asa lechatchila. If that's so, that the halacha is that any time meat that comes in contact with this or needs to be washed, so then that what that means is that when it comes to meat that is kosher, you're not supposed to put it next to meat that's not kosher because you might forget to wash it off. So we always have to be careful that you can't put meat next to cheese because you might forget to wash it, or meat next to non-kosher meat, dilma achle b'lo adacha, because you might come to wash it. But that would only be a problem. Cooked meat, because it's not normal to wash off. But if you have raw meat, it's normal to wash off raw meat. And therefore, it's going to be a problem. Continues the Ramah. But only if it has a little bit of lachluchis, as we learned. Avol dover yavish mamish im lo bol hakli rak betzon mutter laniach bol dover yavish bol adocha klal. But if you have something that is entirely dry, so then in such a case, you're allowed to put it down next to each other. Because the problem is only that the lachluchis of the treif is going to go into the other thing. But if it's entirely dry, it's going to be mutter. So this brings up major, major hak. You're in mood of some hak? Major hak. This is the major hak. By far the most compelling topic of today. And that is one allowed to go to a non-kosher restaurant and order something that you know is 100% kosher? Say salad. But put it on and have it put on a plate that's treif if it's entirely clean. That's a big, big question. You should know halacha l'maisa, my rabbeim are not into it at all. Not surprisingly. The question is, what exactly is the iser? So when it comes to going into a not kosher restaurant, for sure, one has to deal with marasayin. No question about it. Let's say it's not a marasayin. Let's say it's about going to someone's house who doesn't eat kosher and asking them for salad and they'll put it on. Do you need to make sure that you have paper plates?
Probably not, because it's cold.
It's cold, right?
And dry.
And it's dry, right? So here, the shach doesn't like this ramah.
It might not be dry. It has like salad dressing.
You could clean the lettuce and the lettuce.
Does it matter if it's dry?
It might help.
Even though it's clean?
What's that?
I'm saying the wet din is not only when like you're touching cheese on meat, but if it's a clean plate, then why does it matter if it's wet or dry?
Correct? Why would it be... If everything was cold, what would be the problem if it's dry?
If everything's cold and it's a clean plate, why would it matter if it's wet or dry?
Right. Okay, so if you take a look, at least you start with the Be'er Heitev is a great abi. Let's see, do you have it? On the previous page, on Kuf Dalet. Do you have the Be'er Heitev photocopy? You have a little bit of it. Hine Hashach Cholek, on the second column, Dibar Maskel V'Dafka.
Yeah,
Hine Hashach Cholek Al Gozu. V'kosav Shigam Dibar Emo B'Darkei Moshe Sarachiyun. Shalom adin zeh mimashikasa b'sefer orchos chaim the kelim shel goy shehutchu yafam mutar litam behem tavlin or batzar v'shar v'ram charifim she'enu motzi dover kasha yavesh b'yavesh. So he says that this is based on an orchos chaim, who's one of the rishonim, who says that you're allowed to put even spicy on a plate. However, the shach says that is problematic. This presentation of the Ramah and the Archas Chaim is problematic. What is his problem with it? So if you take a look on the next page, on page Kuvav, he says the following. Avol be'emes nirali. You see, avol be'emes. Avol be'emes nirali. Demashikas arachas chayim kelim shalgoim shud chuyafa. Hainu diaydina shud chuyafa kegon shedichem Yisrael achshav. He says, number one, it needs to be that the Jew washed it off. Then, that's number one, according to Archas Chaim. And then he says. Umashikosavatosis. This is seven lines from the bottom. First third on the wide line word on the line is Mairi. First word on the line Mairi in the Shach. Umashikosavatosis va Mordechi. De dover lach osel ishtamesh bahen. Efsher de Mairi below kinuach. That if there's dover lach, it's always osir. Inami or else vu eager de svirle de kli chereshani. Or else, we could say that if it's ceramic or china, then it's always going to be asur. Why? Says the Shach that we're afraid that china, since it can never be kashered, if we're going to allow Jews to use the china of Gentiles, they're going to come to eat on china hot food as well. And as Eina Chanami, really, technically, there is no Iser. But according to Tosos, China is going to be Aser. So number one, he says that you need it to be washed in front of you. You need to be absolutely sure that it's clean. Number two, China is going to be Aser. And one more condition. He says it's only going to be Mutter if it's Derech Arai. In other words, we have two requirements. Number one is that China is always going to be usher, because we're afraid that you're going to come to use it when it's treif, when it's China, and then you can't kasher it. Metal, we're less concerned, because you just tell the Jew to kasher it, and he'll know to kasher it. Number two is that it has to be done arai and apikeva. Arai means temporary. That, in other words, you can't take a utensil that's treif and say, I'm going to use only cold on it, because we're afraid that eventually, if you're going to do it bekeva, you're going to come to use it bechamin. So that's the Shach's chumrah. So that's the Shach's chumrah. And cheres, he's going to be more machmar. Yes, go ahead.
If someone ended up having to use, like, let's say, a metal utensil with a dairy meal. So then, if it's cold, then which sink do they wash in? So dairy or meat.
Right. So that's a good point, and that's a challenge. Especially now, what we've done is we've created a mila for ourselves, but also a chisaron. Our mila is that we now have two sinks: one for milchiks and one for fleishiks.
Washing the bathroom, maybe?
So your case is what? That he wants to wash parv, he just can't put it down. Right, so he could hold it over the sink, but he just shouldn't put it down. Correct. Okay, so that's halacha lemaisa, according to the Chacham HaSadim. This is how the Chacham HaSadim writes, that not to use cheres, and that it should always be arai. There are others who read the Shach a little differently, and they say that the Shach was matir in all cases of arai. But Rav Miller Shlita read the Shach the way I said from the Chacham HaSadim, that klei cheres one should be machmir for. So this comes up. Let's give an example. Let's say a person goes to a tzimmer, right? A tzimmer here in Israel is like you rent a cottage up north. So if they have utensils there, so it's best to bring your own utensils. If you didn't, so that, and you don't know what the kashrus situation is, so then to use, if it's glass, it would be mutter to use it for derech arai, for cold, but you shouldn't use hot. Okay? Sif Gimel. Sarech Lizayer, Shelo Yiga. By the way, I don't have my watch with me. Oh, I do. No, I do. Okay. Tzarech Lizayer, Shelo Yiga Basar Belechem. You have to be careful that a person, not that the meat should not touch the bread. Shim Yiga Bo, Asal Achlo Im Gvina. That if it touches it, then it's Asar to eat with cheese. Yifen Yizar, Shelo Yiga Bo Gvina, Shim Yiga Bo, Asal Achlo Im Basar. So you have to be careful that the two don't touch each other. That's the psak of the mechaber. That's what the mechaber writes.
It is cold and dry.
Right. We're probably talking about that there was some type of moisture on it, as we saw earlier. Correct. That's what we have to be talking about.
If one of them is dry, but the other one is moist, then that would also be a problem.
Yes. Yeah, because it's going to take the time on the other one. Mm-hmm. Now, this brings us to another set of interesting halachos. Did we discuss the halachos of bread on the table, on a fleishiga table?
Yeah, we did.
We discussed it already? Okay.
Like a border.
Yeah. Right, so we discussed that the mechaber earlier, it makes sense because it came up earlier, that the mechaber writes that you have to take off the leftover bread off of the table from a fleishiga meal because we're afraid that it came in contact with meat. So the halacha goes as follows, just to review those halachas. The simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch is bread that was on a table that you ate meat is aser because it becomes fleishig. So Ramesha Feinstein points out that's only the bread that you cut to eat with meat, but the bread that you didn't cut to eat with meat, let's say you cut half of the challah. So Ramesha says the other half of the challah is not going to be a problem. So
the pieces you cut already, you can.
Oh, very good. The simple reading of Ramosha Feinstein is you can. That means that according to Ramosha, many people are not aware. What's the common phenomenon? Sunday morning, French toast for leftover challah, right? Mm-hmm. Sounds familiar? Mm-hmm. We had something common in our childhoods, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, so leftover challah. So according to Ramosha, it's a real shaila. And the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch is even more machmer to get rid of all the bread. The bread can't be eaten. But Rav Nevensal Shlita holds a little differently. Rav Nevensal holds, seems to be more make-believe than Rav Moshe Feinstein. That Rav Nevensal holds that the Shulchan Aruch, if you read the Shulchan Aruch, its lashon is in Simin Pei Tesiv Dalet, Misha Achal Gvina V'Ratza Lechol Basar, he ate cheese and he wants to eat meat, Sarach Levar Me'al Shulchan Shiurei Apas, She'achal imagvina, that he ate with the cheese. That he needs to remove the bread that he ate with the cheese. Mashma, that's any piece of bread that you use to eat with fleishiks is going to be aser. But anything that was just sitting on the table, one can be makel. So I'm biased, but I think you could follow. Well, the question is, last week, what did we discuss in Rav Nevensal's big chumer, right? With cheese, right? So I don't know, do you have to be machmer on his shita about pizza to be able to be makel over here like him? I would imagine that you don't, because this is, I think, the pashtus of Shulchan Aruch, and the other one is not mefurish in Shulchan Aruch, and they're machlokes haposkim, what qualifies as hard cheese. Okay. In Siv Dalit, we learn a very... I want to introduce you to a very, very important concept. And that is the concept of Ilo'a Gevar and Tato Gevar. Mirtz Hashem, you learn Hilchas Shabbos. One day you'll also be passing Shilas and Hilchas Basar V'Chalav. And this is one of the most important but vague rules in Shulchan Aruch. And that is the following. Let's read in the Shulchan Aruch and then I'll give you the background. Basar V'Chalav Roschim. If you have meat and milk that's hot, Shenis Arvu Yachad. So if I had told you meat and milk mixed together, you would have said treif l'gamri, right? Hot milk, hot breed. So halacha is it depends. Va'afilu basar tzonin l'toch chalav rosech, o chalav tzonin l'toch basar rosech, hakol aser mishum detatol gevah. If you have milk that falls onto hot meat, basar v'chalav. Avol, continues the mechaber, chalav rosech, shenafal basar tzonin, But if you have hot milk that falls onto cold meat, oh, basar aseach shenafal tov chol tzonin, or hot meat that falls into cold milk, kolef habasar, all you need to do is take off the first layer, v'shara basar mutter. This is a machlokis in the Gemara in Pesachim, ilo gavar or tatal gavar. When you have a conflict between the upper and the lower, so does it cook or does it not cook? The answer is that the one that's on the bottom is going to do the effect. So therefore, if what's bottom is hot, then it will entirely cook. If what's on the bottom is cold, it won't. What's the svara? The shach says that the one that stays put is the stronger one. The one that's moving is the weaker one. And therefore, al pi halacha, we say that the bottom one cooks. And therefore, so it depends which one was hot and which one was cold. Now, of course, it's not entirely mutter, because at the moment of contact, if the milk is hot, at that first moment that it's going to hit the piece of meat, it's going to cook over there that first moment. But then, as time goes on, the meat, which is cold, will be miskaber on the milk, which is hot. But if the bottom one is hot, so then in such a case, then everything is going to get cooked. That's called tata'a gavar. The lower one is stronger. Now, obviously, don't pass on the shayla on your own, even if it seems like the meat was cold and the milk was hot. But you should be familiar with this concept, ilo gavar, tata'a gavar. An important note that most poskim don't follow, Rav Nevensal told me that he thinks the Aruch HaShulchan makes a lot of sense, and he's even more like the Aruch HaShulchan than even the Aruch HaShulchan is. And that is that the Aruch HaShulchan says that's only if we know that that's consistent with the heating process. So for example, he says the Gemara is only talking about where the meat and there's an equal amount of milk and an equal amount of meat. There's 50% milk, 50% meat. Then we have a rule of ilo gavar. But, or tatal gavar, excuse me, that the bottom one heats. But let's say there's a tremendous amount of hot milk and there's a tiny bit of cold meat. Then the milk is going to win against the meat. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan writes. That rule is only when there's 50-50. And Rav Nevensal in general told me that this rule of Ilo Gavar and Tatal Gavar is dependent on Metzius, and one needs to check into the Metzius. But you should be aware that this is the basic rule in Hilchos Kashrus. The Honorable continue in Mirtz Hashem long distance.